Now with what it says in the papers, here's John S. Doyle.
The charging of a 24-year-old man with the murder of three of his younger siblings at their home in Dublin at the weekend dominates the front pages. The Irish Sun has a large photograph of Andy Cash, who replied no comment when charged with the murder of 18-year-old Lisa Cash and 8-year-old twins Christy and Chelsea Cawley. Energy use is the main front page story for four papers. The Times and Examiner both report on government plans to reduce the temperature in office buildings. The Times says that measures proposed in a memo due to go to Cabinet tomorrow are likely to be similar to measures announced in France and Germany. President Macron of France has said he wants a 10% reduction in France's energy use in the coming weeks and months. The Examiner quotes a government source here as saying that one measure being examined is keeping the heat at a certain temperature in buildings in the coming months. Turning off public lighting of state buildings, similar to what Germany has already done, is another option being considered. The Independent's lead story comes from the Climate Change Advisory Council. It has told the government that low-cost loans to buy electric vehicles, congestion charges for urban drivers, and more public transport fare reductions must be introduced if greenhouse gas trends are to be turned around. The Irish Daily Mail reports that energy producers are to be hit with a windfall tax. The government is poised to raise revenue from firms making millions in profits while households struggle with price hikes, the paper says. The Irish News leads with a report that senior EU figures have joined politicians across Ireland in urging the new Tory leader Liz Truss to foster a constructive relationship with Brussels. There is concern, John Manley writes, that the incoming British Prime Minister may escalate the crisis by triggering Article 16. Could chameleon Truss be pragmatic on the protocol, The Independent wonders in an editorial. The Times is less optimistic. The disastrous tenure of Boris Johnson is to be followed by one that threatens to be even worse, says the paper. In an opinion column in the Times, Fintan O'Toole describes Liz Truss as Theresa May without the seriousness and Boris Johnson without the charisma.